You may remember the film or stage play, The Man Who Came to Dinner, a classic comedy starring the irascible Monty Woolley in both versions of the piece. The crotchety theater critic comes to lecture, breaks his leg on the icy steps at the host's home, and ends up a semi-permanent house guest, recovering for weeks and creating chaos with his imperious, insufferable behavior. My daughter and her family moved from Clayton to Raleigh recently, and I volunteered, in a weakened maternal moment, to keep her dog for a few days. Her elderly peek-a-poo, Buster, is high-strung, as they used to say, and does not handle change with grace. The move would push him dangerously close to the edge. He suffers from chronic anxiety and a pathological dependency on my daughter. Severe separation anxiety when she steps into the powder room. I'm a pushover when Buster greets me, twisting his body into a semicircle, actually a comma, quivering with happiness. Buster's the size of a large loaf of bread and has gray and black curly fur, much like a Persian lamb coat of old. Remarkable are his enormous, sad black eyes, which he rolls from side to side, much like a silent movie star, with the whites showing. You can almost hear the old piano chords while the silent heroine cringes from the villain in Birth of a Nation, eyes carrying all the emotion needed on the silent screen. I call Buster Lillian Gish, my favorite of those early silent pictures. He doesn't seem to mind the gender reassignment. A picky eater, Buster frequently refuses to eat his dog kibble when Molly is not there. Sometimes I end up driving to McDonald's for their double burger, which he deems an acceptable entree. At bedtime, he has to be hoisted into the bed, since his little arthritic legs can't make that jump, or so he claims, whining and waiting for me to be the forklift. Buster is a one-trick pony. His claim to fame is that he relieves himself while doing a handstand. It is a remarkable performance. Buster is so sensitive and fragile that I begin to think that if Truman Capote were a dog, he would be Buster. Sensitive, overly dramatic, and a bit delicate for the male of the species. Without the handstand, of course. Just as in the play, Buster's visit stretched from several days to a week and then weeks, plural. I noticed that when Molly called or texted to report the progress of her move, she never inquired about Buster. Thank God for texting. My final message was, Buster and I would like to know the date the dog who came to dinner can be delivered to his new home. Today I am happy to announce Buster has left the building.